Yeah, so my daughter, she's 11, but she thinks she's 37. she wants to go to a movie on Wednesday night with her girlfriends, most of which I haven't met yet. So she went to this one elementary school, and then what happens when they get to middle school, a bunch of elementary schools feed into the middle school.
Okay.
So there's all these girls that she's never met before, and she's made new friends.
New friends.
I've met one or two of the new ones, but a lot of them I haven't met.
She wants to go to the movies.
So she wants to go to the movies Wednesday night.
Isn't it a school night?
Wednesday night. It's a 6 o'clock movie. It's I think it's called Isn't This Romantic? It's with the chick from Pitch Perfect, the heavy girl from Pitch Perfect or whatever it is.
Right.
And well, that's the whole thing. And I'm sitting there going to myself, like, I wasn't ready for, I'm not ready for, to me, we didn't have middle school, we had junior high school. And that was 7th, 8th, and 9th grade.
Okay.
I wasn't ready for this.
Oh, you thought
kind of stuff.
The question was coming in 7th grade, not 6th.
Well, yeah, I figured this stuff would start happening a little bit. I just, like, I don't.
It's the right age. I mean,
is it
11,
12?
That's,
I don't know.
Normal.
It's Wednesday. I'm like, who goes to the movies on Wednesday? She goes, that's when my girlfriend's going. I'm like, why can't you go on Friday? Because that's when not when the girls are going.
Right.
I'm like, the girls?
The girls.
Dad, yes.
Yes.
The
all
girls.
All the girls.
Right. And what are you going to see? Isn't this romantic? I'm like, maybe the boys won't be going to that one. But I'm, I am, I know. I also know how much you're loving all of this. I also know, because Monica, when we first started our show, much like you, I was the, I don't have kids, so I can't possibly understand person.
I don't understand anything you're saying right now. I really don't.
And, well, not even that. And then, you know, Raj is like, I can't wait. And I used to break his balls about it. You know, the girls with the boys and blah, 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 blah. I used to break his balls. So now all this stuff is coming home to roost.
Wait a long time for this.
And the joy that I see on his face right now would be the same joy I would have if he slipped one past the goalie and got his wife pregnant again. That's the kind of smile I'm seeing on his face.
And this is nothing. So she wants to go to a movie at 6 o'clock, harmless time. But Wednesday isn't. Doesn't she have school on Thursday?
Yeah.
You have an easy out.
I know.
Why would you go out on a school night?
Why is that a problem? I know I don't have kids, and this is why I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't. I'm genuinely asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the problem here? Why is there a no even a consideration? Like, why is it a bad thing?
I haven't said no yet.
Why would you?
Well, why are you considering
it's a bad thing because if it was a Friday, I wouldn't have flinched. Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't know a lot of these kids, and neither does my wife.
They're going to be sitting in a movie.
That's what you hope. That's what they say they're doing. But I was once 11 years old. Starting fires.
I was too, but I did things I said I was going to do. So.
You know, I was at my buddy's house when I was lighting forest fires.
Just make sure she brings home her stuff from the movie. Or there's some indication of it being paid.
But don't tell her that until afterwards.
All right.
Well, then she's just going to tell me she lost it.
No, here's the thing. One time,
so shady.
One time I was a freshman, I want to say, and it was the same thing, only it was a Saturday afternoon, okay? So it's not even a school night, and I went to the movies, and I legit did go to the movies. And when I came home, she was like, were you at the movies? Let me see your ticket stub. And I was like, and I didn't have it. I didn't think to save it. Well, I don't know. I just didn't have it. And so she went back then, the times were in the newspaper, you know? She went in the time, and the time that I said the movie was differed from the time that it was in the newspaper, even though I was there. She called the movie, it was a whole thing. She called the movie theater, and it was a gigantic drama. And
she didn't trust you?
At all. And I was there.
Oh,
I know. I was physically there. So my point is, and I still remember it to this day, so my point is showing your daughter a little, you know, she hasn't done this before and said she was going to go and didn't. You know what I mean?
My gut instinct.
No, this is the first opportunity.
Throwing
right
it
here.
Out there, and if she does wrong, she does wrong, and she's made her own bed. But don't just assume she's a bad girl.
I don't. And my gut instinct is to give her enough rope to hang herself. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, why look at it so negatively? Like, why?
That's
your gut
what I'm
instinct
saying.
Is she's a good kid.
You raised her.
You let
right?
her go to the movies.
She's a smart girl.
She's, and until she gives you an indication otherwise.
I don't know if I raised her right until she's done with college. Roger thought he raised his daughters like, and they left conservatives, they came home liberals. So he thought he was doing a great job too, and you know.
Listen, I found a couple of friends that's happened, I was talking to, that's happening all over the place. They're like, I don't know, they came home a different person.
They turned 18, Roger let Jesus take the wheel, and all hell broke loose. So I don't know if I've raised her right. I've raised her right up until this point, as far as I know.
Well, she's a good kid, gets good grades.
She is a good kid, and she does work hard
in
school.
So far, so good.
She does get good grades.
Right.
But,
This is all good. This is all pointing towards, why are you doubting her? Like, I'm not a parent. I know I don't get. There's got to be a parent thing that you're not telling me right now, that there's
boys.
A reason. But that's boys. She's smart. You think that, okay, and I don't even know your daughter. I want to be friends with your daughter. She seems super cool. But she seems to me she'd be the girl who would laugh at the boy in his face if he was an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, she would call him out. She's like, shut up and sit down. Get away from me.
She probably would.
I know. I don't even know her. And I just, from what you tell
me. Well, that would be fine if there were actually going to be boys at this movie.
I'm rooting.
But according to her, there will not be,
I'm
right?
Rooting for
girls.
I'm rooting for Lesbo, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my God.
Well, then she's going on her first date.
Wait a minute. There's an orgy in the theater. What's happening?
It's going to start somewhere.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Lesbo doesn't lead to Prego.
Oh, no.
Oh,
is that all we're worried about?
Oh, my God. She just wants to go to a movie on a Wednesday
night. That's all it is. I wouldn't let the girls go just on the principle. It's a school night, and you should have either done your homework and be home. You shouldn't be going out. Like, you should be home, do your thing, do your school activities, and that's it.
She'll turn around and say, well, how come Joseph can go to soccer practice at 8 o'clock till 9:30?
She ain't wrong.
Because that's a different thing.
No,
she's
not
wrong.
That's not. Just because that's what he likes to do, this is what she likes to do. Would it be okay if it was at 6 o'clock she had, you know, cheerleading practice or a lacrosse practice or whatever it is she wanted to do?
Yes, it would be.
It doesn't have her out past her bedtime. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, and she gets her homework done. She gets good grades.
Right. Worst case scenario, the movie's 2 hours long. It ends at 8. I have her home by 8:15, 8:30.
Come on, Isabella.
You know, I'm not saying no. I'm just, you know, it's
you just
but I'm not used to it. It's different.
You just don't want her to scam you. I mean, that's really what
it
comes
down
to.
Thing.
You don't want to be wrong and have her scam you.
I need to make sure that I always have the upper hand when it comes to my kids.
And in this case, you have to let her go do it and trust her.
I have to
completely, because you have no really recourse. What are you going to go to the movies? And peek in. You've thought
I
of
can't
it.
This
I'm
week.
Sure you have.
If it was if it wasn't Wednesday night, I could.
Oh,
yeah, I would.
Don't be that dad. Then she's gonna want to do bad. Just. Oh, come on. You don't remember? Yeah. Well, you were a bad 11-year-old, but not all bad 11-year-olds. You know what I mean? Not all 11-year-olds are bad. They.
Right.
They just want. This is her first little, like you said, dipping her toe into a little bit of doing her own thing with her friends, and it's
See,
just
this. This is the one I wouldn't be worried about.
No.
The next one.
Friday
is the one
night
where
dances and
they talk about it at school, and then the boy's like, oh, you guys went to the movies? Oh, and then they start talking, oh, I go to the movies. And then the next time she'll say she's going with her girlfriends, and the boys will meet them there at something that's not called Isn't This Romantic? It might be something that all of them
right.
watch.
Debbie Does Dallas? Wait, what? What are they watching in the movie theater?
Is that still in the theaters?
Hey, we have another Monica is on line one. Hello. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. So quick question. Does your daughter have a cell phone?
Yes.
They have a Life 360 app that I actually have downloaded on my son's phone.
Yeah.
And it will at least show you the general area that they're at. And you can set up like a geofencing area. So like if they were to, quote, go to the movie and leave the movie theater, you get an alert.
True. It's good. Life 360.
And
what happens, Monica, if they turn off the phone?
Well, then she's messed, you know, she's
in
messed
trouble.
Up any future privileges.
That's
you know?
So it can't be tracked if it's turned off.
No, either can I mean I can follow on find my iPhone. I can track it that way too. But if she shut it off, she'd be done.
Well, then she's in trouble anyway.
They already pissed me off. I sent both my kids a text message the other day. Neither one of them responded to me. Neither one of them. It was like it was a meme that I thought was really good for me and my kids, and it meant a lot to me. And they sent it to him. I got nothing from either one of them. I sent them both.
It was
down
a meme.
I sent them both down on Friday. I'm like, you both suck.
You know what they did when they got it, JP?
Rolled their eyes.
Yep, exactly. They looked at the phone. Dad sent us a meme, rolled their eyes, and totally ignored it.
Or they said to their friends, look, my dad sent us a meme. This is old people stuff.
Yeah. What's he doing?
This is how it is.
Shut up.
We saw this 3 months ago.
Yeah.
No.
I know Jimmy. He developed that meme.
No, it was a father thing. It was a mushy father thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's even worse.
Then they definitely rolled their eyes.
I was having a moment.
Yeah.
I told them from now on, you have 5 hours max. And if it's urgent, like if I send you something stupid, you have 5 hours to acknowledge it.
Isn't there an app that if a parent developed it, that if you text your kid and they don't reply, their phone doesn't work. Their internet, everything's cut off or whatever until they reply to your text.
That's great. Yeah.
So that they're going to have to, they're going to instantly reply. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm going to make them turn on that whole, you know, it's red, you know, on the iPhone. If I send you, some people, there's a setting in there. If I send you a text, if you read it, sometimes it'll come up. If that setting is turned on, it'll come up red, so I know you read it.
Oh, it says right under it, R-E-A-D. Yeah. No, I've definitely seen that. Hey, Mike is online, too. Mike, you got an observation on the situation of an 11-year-old going to the movies with her girlfriends for the first time. Hello.
Yeah, hey, guys. Great show, as always.
Thanks, buddy.
Listen, I don't have any girls, but there's one thing I have to say to you, to JP, is trust but verify. So you just, you know, you could let her go, but just, you know, find a way to figure out that she's actually telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying follow her, but the movie ticket stub and the cell phone tracking is also a good way to do it. Now, I do have something else for you guys. If you want to see a really crazy game show, go to Distraction. It's a game show that was on, I think, Comedy Central at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And if you YouTube it, it's probably one of the craziest game shows you've ever seen.
All right, check it out.
Thank you very much. The thing is, you can't let her know that you're tracking her on the phone. You can't let her know that you,
and you can't,
like, let me see the movie ticket. You have to be real casual about it. And like your wife should say, and Isabella, save the movie ticket because I'm going to put it in your memories or whatever thing, a book or whatever it is, because it's the first time you ever went out with your girlfriends. You want to save it or whatever excuse you make. But so it's not like, I want to see the ticket.
If someone's shady like that, if someone's being shifty, they can go to the movie theater, buy the ticket, and then move along. And you know what I mean? Do whatever. I feel bad for her because she's got an uphill battle with you.
No, she doesn't. But here's the deal. I do trust her. But again, I'm new to this phase of raising a child.
Mm-hmm.
This phase is new. It started a couple weeks ago when she wanted to go out on Friday to go to that trampoline place. And that was, it's starting to happen more often. And I'm new to this part of the whole thing. So I put it out here because I know a lot of people have gone through it. I also want to give, every once in a while, I break Roger's balls a lot. Sometimes it's good to give him a win. I know he gets off on this.
He's kind of earned it, though.
I mean, it's a little one.
It's a very little minor win. It's not going to be until I tell him I was doing the laundry and found a thong will he really start to glow.
And or the first boy date she has to go out on. Oh, goody.
Yeah, you'll never know that.
Cannot wait.
JP, that's not right. You have to.
I don't have to do anything.
Yes, you do. Fair play.
Listen,
we got to know when she goes on a date when she's 13. The first time they hold hands at a movie.
Here's the one thing you need to know about Roger. And I immediately say, I mean no disrespect. But at the point in our career when his daughters were 11 and 12 years old or whatever it is, you didn't get anything out of Roger willingly. You had to yank and pull and question and poke and prod. And maybe you'd notice a crack in his answer and have to exploit the crack. Roger never, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. I was doing folding laundry, helping Susan out. My daughter's fat thongs. That didn't happen.
But he knows how you're going to react. He's not trying to set himself up
and
for that
honestly,
nonsense.
We probably found out his daughters were wearing thongs 5 years after they started.
No. That's not true.
So let's not just sit here and say, I owe Roger these wins or anything like that. No, anything I got out of Roger at that point in our career had to be, am I wrong? You're way more comfortable now talking about your personal life and your home life than you were 10 years ago.
When they're little, it's a different thing.
I understand.
But at certain points, you know, there's certain things you won't want to talk about either.
What,
There's certain things you just won't.
I know, but don't let's. Am I being honest when I said anything I got out of you at that point in our career, I had to yank out of you.
Yeah, and sometimes I had fun letting you try to figure out how to get it out of me.
So what I heard is we're either. Just going to have to harass you every day and ask what happened with your daughter. That's what I heard.
Right. I mean, that didn't happen. Roger didn't come in and be like, you're not going to believe what happened. My daughter was making out with some dude on the front stoop. That didn't happen.
No, fortunately, that never did happen.
Mm. Right. And they didn't have a party. Okay. That was the best one. Roger was like, yeah, we left the kids alone. They're not going to have a party.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that was the week, right after the weekend it happened. They're like, nah, they're not going to
open. How old were they?
But then months later is when the ping pong ball came out from under the ottoman. We're like, wait a minute.
But it was so adorable. It was so adorable because Roger truly believed girls were angels.
Right, and we told them and they said, okay, no parties. And we told them.
What are they going to say?
And they knew.
And he honestly thought, he truly did. He honestly thought he had the chosen ones.
Yep.
And sure as hell, it was great. We didn't find out.
They were going to be good.
I'm telling you. I was like, I'm telling you, you're wrong.
When they...
Yep.
Oh, that was going to happen, my friend.
Yeah.
That was going to happen. I'm sorry.
And then my friend's kids were over there. So it was the bunch of them staying at the house. And we were at my friend's house for New Year's Eve. And that night, and they were like, yeah, it's good. They ended up, I mean, they said they didn't intend it to, but it got out of hand where too many people came over. Before you know it, there's like... What color brown liquor spilled over there on the wall? Like this little drink. Like what? That didn't get wiped off by mistake. You know, things like that. Started showing up.
Yeah.
Some of that going on.
But I mean,
started showing up.
They were still good kids. They were at home having it. But they were good. They just, listen, you have to.
They were good.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what the problem is with that, Monica? Is here now, they locked the parents up.
That was the problem. That's what we explained. You know what? That's what we over-explained to them after we realized when the ping pong ball came
out.
We're like, listen, we told you that I can't afford to be on the front page of a newspaper because my daughter's had a kegger, and so the parents are responsible, and now my job, and, you know, marginally, regionally well-known, don't need to be on the front page of a paper.
And the new and the local news would gladly set up shop in front of the house where the party went down.
That's true.
If the cops would have showed up there for whatever reason, even if they called them because it was getting out of control, if the cops would have showed up there and there was alcohol being served, Roger ends
and
up in
no parental supervision.
Roger ends up in handcuffs.
Oh, it would have been horrible.
It ain't right, but it's
we
true.
Saw the front page story of this guy who's a no-known guy, just a regular guy. His life was on the front page of the paper. Susan took the newspaper and saved it and showed them, see this guy? This could be your father.
Right.
Look inside. There's the address. There's the name of everybody in the family. She goes, this is in the newspaper. Mm. Do not have parties in this house. Do not have ever have alcohol in this house with kids because this can happen.
Right.
And he went to jail.
You want to go drink in the streets? Go right ahead. Just don't bring them back home where it's safe.
You're going to do it at somebody else's house.
Right.
I don't care.
It's right. It's crazy because, you know the kids are going to do it, so you want to give them a safe space. You'd rather them be where you can keep an eye on things and take keys away if need.